This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Well, this time we look at public job training in Rhode Island. Our guest is Rick Brooks, executive director of the Governor's Workforce Board. That board was started back in 2005 under then-Governor Don Carcieri. Rick's been the board's executive director since late in 2011. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
Okay, you've had over a year to look at the jobs picture in Rhode Island. I guess if we need training, that the jobs picture itself isn't that great?
Well, the jobs picture is not that great, and yet despite the fact that we have such a high number of unemployed Rhode Islanders, we also hear from businesses who tell us that they still have trouble filling some of the positions that they have. We refer to that as the skills gap, and it is one of the major challenges that faces the workforce education and training system.
What kind of skills are they looking for?
Well, it really varies quite a bit.
Are the businesses looking for?
Yeah. It depends quite a bit on the particular industry or business or occupation, and yet there are some consistent themes. I mean, at entry-level jobs, we have sometimes concerns about English-speaking skills or reading and writing skills, math proficiency. We also hear from businesses across the industries and occupations that sometimes the job applicants that they see don't really have an awareness of the expectations that employers are looking for today. And I'm talking about work ethic or communication skills, disputes, dealing with criticism, positive feedback from employers, et cetera. Punctuality, grooming even are things that we call work readiness skills. Employers talk about those. And then there are the technical skills. Those could involve post-secondary education in many cases, credentials, associate degrees, bachelor's degrees, and beyond. And again, depending on the industry, those can be real problems for employers to find the people they need.
Why aren't people learning these skills, especially young people? Why aren't they learning these job skills?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the issues is that and one of our jobs is to make sure that the education and training providers in our state have a clear understanding of what skills are needed and where the jobs are now or where the jobs are going to be in the future. So our work is to raise the understanding amongst the schools, amongst the K-12 system, the career and technical facilities, higher education, and community-based programs so that they know what the skills are that their clients and students should be prepared with.
Now, Rick, isn't there also an issue with employers? In the olden days, there used to be a lot of apprenticeships. I mean, yeah. You don't hear much about apprenticeships anymore. The on-the-job training that might have taken place really isn't happening much anymore, right?
Absolutely. That is the other part of the equation that we're working to try to encourage employers and enlist employers in contributing to the training of not only their current workforce, but of the emerging or future workforce by providing on-the-job training opportunities, by providing internships perhaps to students, and creating apprenticeship programs where people have the opportunity to learn on the job while they are getting paid, learn and earn, in other words, which is a time-tested way of preparing somebody for a job in the image of the employer and to address the specific skills and with an understanding of the needs of that particular employer or industry.
Now, earlier this week, you were part of a large group of people funding an initiative to create nursing residencies, not just in acute care, but in nursing home care and in community clinical care. And so that seems to be a model that the Workforce Board has really been actively engaged in recently.
That grant award to the Stepping Up program, which is a program that works with hospitals and healthcare providers to prepare people for jobs in healthcare, was one of 10 awards that we announced and the governor announced actually 2 weeks ago, approximately $2 million to support very unique, innovative partnerships between businesses and education and training organizations. And those are to specifically prepare unemployed adults and or out-of-school youth with the work readiness skills that I mentioned, with experiential learning opportunities such as internships, and with specific occupational skills that will enable them to get jobs and careers in the high-growth, high-demand sectors of our economy, healthcare being certainly one of those.
Our guest is Rick Brooks, Executive Director of the Governor's Workforce Board. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. For someone who needs a job right now, I mean, it's no secret that a lot of people are out there hurting. They're maybe two paychecks away from being in serious trouble. They need a job right now. What's your advice?
Well, certainly there are too few jobs and too many people out of work, and that's a mismatch that we can't turn around overnight. That being said, there are things that people can do to be connected to jobs. As I mentioned, there are employers that have vacancies that they're having difficulty fill. The Department of Labor and Training has several one-stop offices called Network Rhode Island, which provides an array of services to job seekers, everything from career advising, resume preparation, interview skills, and also has an online job bank that enables job seekers to find job postings and to also post their own resumes on that job bank so that employers can be aware of them. So there's a number of things that they can do. There also are some training funds available for certain unemployed individuals who qualify for training dollars.
We recently wrote about essentially unpaid internships, even for adults. You know, you think about internships for college students for credit, and that's certainly more and more universities are recognizing that that's an important part of the service that they provide is helping these students get connected to the workforce. But even adults today can improve their resume, can, you know, upgrade their skills in a sense. If they've been out of work for a while, there are technical skills, not just computing, but other odds and ends, too, as the jobs have changed. Is that something that the Workforce Board is supporting in any way, or would you like to?
Absolutely. There are a number of ways that, as much as the first choice for an unemployed worker is to get a paying job, there are ways to get a foot in the door. And that can be, and we've seen successful models that utilize unpaid internships or stipended internships, or even volunteering is a way that an unemployed worker can get known to an employer, acquire some new skills, and have another shot at a new job and career.
For-profit vocational education is around, of course, and there is some criticism of those schools. Without getting into that side of the discussion, what questions should a person ask if they're considering going to one of those schools?
Yeah, I think it would be very important to know what their placement record is, first and foremost. Where have their graduates landed? Because that will indicate the extent to which the curriculum is really responsive to what employers are looking for, or in other words, whether the employers value the graduates of that particular program. I think that would be the most important information.
How does the Workforce Board decide on a particular job training program to get involved with?
We base our priorities on primarily labor market information and other information that's provided to us by businesses. So we have pretty good labor market intelligence as to where the current jobs are, where the vacancies are, and where the projected job growth is. So when we say high growth, high demand occupations and sectors, that's what we mean. We mean occupations and industries that are projected to see growth.
What are those right now that you see?
Well, right now, the sectors that are projected to grow at in greatest numbers is healthcare. There are other occupations that are and sectors that are expected to grow at fast rates, but they are smaller sectors, such as technology. Also, other professional technical areas are expected to see growth.
And we are out of time. We've been looking at job training in Rhode Island for both the immediate and long-term future. Our guest has been Rick Brooks, Executive Director of the Governor's Workforce Board. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
As always, Mark Murphy, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.